so sorry we've been gone. We were busy writing songs for you.
Welcome to the Too Much Rock Podcast. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with Panic at the Disco with the song We're So Starving from the band's album Pretty Odd that came out in March of this year on Fueled by Ramen Records. I was a somewhat apologetic fan of the band's first album, but this one, no, sadly, it doesn't do much for me. That little snippet of a song there, which starts the band's album, is the most interesting thing on the album. A lot of it's just straight up and kind of boring, actually. So, sad there. I tried to like them in the face of everything. I do have a couple of bands coming up here that I do love, and so let's start in that. Let's go straight to the Black Kids.
Inside me, say the word. Oh, you've been playing nice, but I can see it in your eyes. You're thinking, Christ, it's everybody's girl.
Together. It's Friday night and I ain't got nobody who wants to use or make it a bed. let a good night's fun come to an early end. Let's have a cocaine brunch. I really shouldn't stay. And she kicks her heels off.
Takes a lot to change her mind. I can't stop myself but by. She's expensive. She's expensive. I can't stop myself but by. No. She's expensive. She's expensive.
That was The Virgins with the song She's Expensive off the band's self-titled album released on Atlantic Records. Came out June 3rd of this year, a band from New York. I played a previous song, Rich Girls, from the band's self-released demo, and that's still the best song on the new album, but it's a very solid album through and through, and I really like it. And before that was Black Kids with the song Hurricane Jane off the band's new album, Party Traumatic, out on Columbia Records. Came out July 22nd, so just out. That band out of Jacksonville, Florida, much anticipated. Like The Virgins, they had a self-titled demo CD. This one is so much better than the demo CD. I really liked it. The recording quality here is so much better, and through it is a great track too. So two bands there that had a lot of buzz on their own demos, signed to major labels, and they both deliver. So good things there. Coming up next, a band from Boston. This is Tab the Band.
Yeah.
Pushing on the rain.
That is Wolf Parade with the song Kissing the Beehive. About 10 minutes of glory there, if I remember right. That's from the band's new album, At Mount Zoomer. Came out June 17th on Sub Pop Records. A band from Montreal there releasing their second album. Much anticipated. And I think it delivers. I like it better than the first one. Especially that long, sprawling number there. I'm a sucker for long songs. I don't know why. Before that was Tab the Band out of Boston. The song was Heavy Idea off the band's album Long Weekend. That comes out August 12th on North Street Records. So much buzz about this band, and I guess I left Boston before they showed up, but I was kind of disappointed. I see why people like them, but it's just not my thing. I see we're about out of time here, though, so I need to fill you in on the business. Let you know that this is Too Much Rock Podcast number 90. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. And let you know how the podcast works. Every week, or so lately, I get together all the new music I've purchased and listen to it, find the best track, find the most exemplary track, and play it. If it's good, it's good. It's bad, but we get through it together, and hopefully I make good choices and you love the podcast. We're going to end things off this week with a song by Gus Black off of his album, Today Is Not the Day, .. and there's an expletive in there. the song I'm going to play is called Love Is a Stranger. This came out, I don't know, last year sometime, but it was just re-released by Gus stateside as a digital-only self-release download, I think. And I'm glad he did. It's a, even the album cover itself is an homage to Leonard Cohen, I think, and the album itself is, and does it pretty damn well. So I'm a fan. Hope you enjoy it. This is Gus Black with Love the Stranger. Thanks for listening.
Is a stranger. I know that it's hard. I know what it's like. Love, you don't need a savior, just someone who fights. I know this is hard.
I'm like inside. I could.